Hi, everybody. This is Brian Durbin at Synchronicity, where every day we're helping people to reset their minds, recharge their bodies, and renew their spirits so they can be at their best every day. The title of today's Sync Short Take is Why Do You Labor? And this is a tribute to upcoming Labor Day here at Sync. So, at the end of one of my favorite books of all time, The Death of Ivan Ilyich by Leo Tolstoy, the main character, Ivan Ilyich, is sick and he's dying and he's pondering this question. What if my whole life has been wrong? Oh, I remember reading that for the first time. It just stuck right in my stomach. This foreboding sense is that he never truly defined what he wanted his life to be about. He didn't live intentionally. He just reacted to his life events. For example, he had family and friends, but he had no real connection. He had a well-respected and professional job that he pursued diligently, but he didn't have a sense of deeper purpose or shared compassion. He had material possessions and means, but no shortage of cravings. He had religion, but he had no sense of wholeness or spirituality. Ilyich labored. He toiled. He suffered. But he was lost because his labors were never cast into a larger understanding of his life purpose. Why did he labor? Why do any of us labor? In our modern world, about 66% of the American workforce is not engaged at work, and that's according to a 2018 Gallup poll. They labor, but they don't connect that labor to something deeper or more meaningful within the company or within themselves. Good management, of course, can help facilitate this, but without that deeper connection, we all labor in vain. This week, we celebrate Labor Day, a day to celebrate the contributions of all of our labors to the success and prosperity of our country and our communities. As we take this long weekend to celebrate time with our family and friends, to celebrate our combined efforts, I'd invite you to take 5 or 10 minutes to ask yourself this question. Why do I labor? Why do I labor at anything I do? Then write your answers down. See if you can come to a deeper understanding than just, you know, it's for money or it's for my health. These are certainly outcomes of our labor, but they won't connect us to a deeper sense of purpose and the accompanying engagement that that deeper sense of purpose brings about. So the question is, why do the exercise at all? Well, I don't know about you, but I never want to end up like Ivan Ilyich, asking myself if my whole life has been wrong on my deathbed. I have been given this incredible gift of life, and I want to give it the focused attention a gift of this magnitude deserves. We all labor for something. What do you labor for? Let us know. We'd love to know more about you and what you're about. Just send a response to this email. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Brian hoping you will reset, recharge, and renew as a part of your everyday routine so you can stay connected with your deeper purpose and operate at your highest level. Have a tremendous long weekend. Thanks for being with us here at Sync.